This is Lake Effect from Milwaukee Public Radio. I'm Mitch Teich. Thank you so much for tuning in today. The World Health Organization announced yesterday that its researchers believe the Ebola outbreak in Africa could eventually sicken or kill 20,000 people before it's brought under control. Several thousand people have died in the outbreak in four countries: Sierra Leone, Liberia, Guinea, and Nigeria. The gruesome nature of the deaths and the speed with which the outbreak has spread in Africa have led to concerns around the world about both Ebola and the possibility of any sort of pandemic. In the Milwaukee area, Dr. Angela Tanazi has gotten her share of questions. She's Aurora Healthcare's System Director for Infection Prevention, and she's with us on the line from Elm Grove this morning. Welcome to the show.
My pleasure.
So this is, on one hand, a story, Ebola, that's currently playing out thousands of miles from here, but it's hard to follow the story without some level of concern. Should we in Wisconsin be concerned about this story because of the disease itself, or for how it speaks to maybe the more general danger of a fast-spreading epidemic of any kind?
What is important for those of us in Wisconsin to know is accurate information about any communicable disease. This one currently that we're focusing on is Ebola. It is the largest epidemic that we have seen, specifically in West Africa. So it's getting a lot of media play, and it's important that we get accurate and calm information into the hands of those that need it.
You stress the word calm there, and I wonder if, as someone who deals in infection and infectious disease prevention, does it concern you when you see very large headlines and sort of very alarming news like this?
It's important to get the right information to the right people, and so that's why we stress with Aurora Healthcare the information that those frontline caregivers need to get to be able to accurately identify, isolate, and prevent diseases, especially with Ebola virus. That is the crux of preventing any further transmission.
Well, and so you work in this field. Can you talk about the significance of how Ebola is spread?
Absolutely. Ebola has been around since the 1970s, so it's well known how Ebola spreads from person to person. You have a sick patient with Ebola, and their bodily secretions are considered infectious. So if someone comes in contact with those bodily secretions and it enters their body through either an open cut or sore or their mucous membranes, then that person is infected as well. So sick Ebola patients transmit the disease through their bodily secretions to another person through an open cut in their skin, an open sore, or through their mucous membrane.
The kinds of fast-moving epidemics we confront most often in this country are typically things like influenza, which seem to be maybe a more readily communicable disease?
Each communicable disease has their mode of transmission that's different. What's common in communicable diseases are three things. You have to have a host or something that is the reservoir for the disease, a mode of transmission, meaning the way that disease goes from one person to another or the vehicle to another, and then a susceptible host. The method of influenza spreading is different than the method of how Ebola spreads. So what's important to know is how these things, what their modes of transmission are, and how to stop that chain of events, how to stop that mode of transmission.
There are a couple of messages that we often hear in the coverage of the Ebola outbreak. One is that this is a more mobile world than it's ever been, people traveling faster to more places than they have, which poses a danger. And at the same time, medicine knows more about disease transmission than it ever has. Do those two factors cancel each other out in a way?
That's a great question. What is very important is that we have an increased level of awareness when there are these communicable diseases about, so that we can prepare and have, if we have a patient presenting to us, know what to do to prevent further spread.
Well, and so I would imagine that health systems like Aurora do have some plan in place for what you would do if a case of, say, Ebola or any other exotic infectious disease were to present itself in southeastern Wisconsin.
Absolutely. We have communicable disease response, an extremely strong team of infection preventionists at each hospital and covering our clinics and covering our VNA. And what our role is to be alert of what communicable diseases are at the local level, the state level, the national level, and the world level. And we have great partnerships with local public health, state public health, and national public health, being the CDC, that keeps us updated as to what's going on. When we get that information, then we have to translate it into vehicles so that we can disseminate the information to those caregivers that need the accurate information.
And so there is coordination even within, you know, the greater Milwaukee area between you and public health officials and even other hospital systems as well.
Absolutely. That's the crux of preventing any communicable disease. Community is part of the communicable disease definition, so you have to be aware of what's going on. It's not isolated in a certain specific area. Because of the mode of transmission, it can infect many.
What are the kinds of questions you most often hear from people who are perhaps alarmed by the Ebola outbreak?
Sure. Should we be concerned? Many that you have voiced earlier. How do you treat it? How do you prevent it? And luckily, we know how to prevent it. You isolate these cases. You wear personal protective equipment in the form of gloves, gowns, face masks, goggles, and you want to prevent that direct contact with the infectious secretions. And knowing that the treatment, because this is a virus, is supportive, that you can't give a vaccine, you can't give an antibiotic, but you want to support the body with fluids, with oxygen, with perhaps dialysis for the kidneys, so that the body can heal itself.
And I gather one of the other factors working in favor of Western countries is just access to things like clean water and a sterile environment.
Precisely. The infrastructure and the public health infrastructure of developed countries has an advantage over what's occurring right now in Western Africa. And that's why we're seeing this outbreak be so dramatic, because those infrastructures are not in place.
Would you imagine that the time will come that we will someday see a case of Ebola emerge in this country?
I hope not. I think our public health infrastructure and the way the CDC works with border control, customs, and with their quarantine stations, that there have been outbreaks since the 1970s and we haven't seen a case, and I hope that continues.
Angela Tanasi, thank you so much for adding some perspective to the story for us.
My pleasure. Have a great day.
Dr. Angela Tanasi is the System Director of Infection Prevention for Aurora Healthcare. She joined us by phone from Elm Grove. A break now, and then the history of a notorious North Shore house and its future 50 miles away. We'll learn more as Lake Effect continues on Milwaukee Public Radio.